Hi, welcome to Psychic Tapestry, our first episode on Zoom, and we'll see how it works. I'm Ken Kessler, by the way, and I was going to point to the lovely ladies who are here with me, but it might look different on your computer, so I'll just tell you that she is, I'm pointing anyway, she's Tony DeMeo. Hi, Tony.
The old one.
And
that would be
wise,
me.
Wise, yes, the wise one.
Yes.
And my lovely wife, Lisa Kessler, is here too.
There you go.
Hi.
And this is usually the part where I would give out the phone number, but there's no phone number here. I'm keeping an eye on, for those who don't know, the way Zoom works is that you have what they call a waiting room. So I'm keeping an eye on that for other people who might straggle in. Being the first time that we did this, I'm grateful and also surprised that anybody else is here. Who knew how it was going to work? What we're doing is we're bringing the show, the podcast, to Zoom, and I'm recording it, and then I'm going to upload it onto Blog Talk Radio, where it will be distributed to podcast sites all over the place, like when we did a show on Blog Talk Radio. And we want to see how this works. Blog Talk Radio has been a little
glitchy,
unpredictable. Yeah. I think
I like that.
There have been many times where we couldn't connect, or where people who were who wanted to listen or wanted to ask questions couldn't connect. So we just wanted to try something different so that we're more in control of it. So we'll see how that works.
That's a good reason.
I think so. The other thing I want to mention, as I try to mute myself when I cough, is that we haven't done an episode of Psychic Tapestry in, I think, 5, maybe 6 weeks. Tony and I have been under the weather with different ailments. I am still recovering from the after effects of COVID, and that's why I asked Lisa to join us. I just don't feel up to trying to do readings tonight, and I just don't. I'm one of the things that I've had has been on an ongoing battle with insomnia after COVID, and that is for some that is an after effect, and it's been weeks now and I have just not slept very much, so I'm really not up to a lot, and anxiety is high and confidence is low, and I want to be, and that's my charming wife laughing at me when I said that. But for the purposes of Psychic Tapestry, I would like to be, I was going to say at my best, but at least really on top of things so that I could be better equipped to be able to connect with spirit and angels and read for you. And I don't feel like that's something that I could do right now. That's why I asked Lisa to join us. There are a couple more people who we're adding in, and I'm not going to repeat all of the stuff again for them. excuse me, but they've made their way here, and we're glad that yes, everybody did.
Good.
So I'm guessing you guys know Tony and me, and you probably know Lisa too, but I want Lisa to sort of introduce herself, because she's not on every week, so far in 2024, neither are we. But I want Lisa to talk about what she does, and also this really cool event that she's doing later this year. So Lisa, gonna mute myself so no one else hears me coughing, and
okay,
you can take it away.
Okay. I'm having my first live retreat in Sedona in October, the first weekend of October. It's called Manifest Your Best Life. And I'm partnering with a friend of mine who is a writer. She's actually a horror writer, and she's also a psychic medium and Reiki master, Francie Soido. And just yesterday, we brainstormed up the final schedule of events, but we already opened it up for early bird registration, and the spots are filling up. It's going to be amazing. So basically, we're going to be learning all kinds of techniques, pendulums, candle magic, clearing your chakras, finding your spirit guides, and tying that all in with how that can help you manifest a better life. So anyway, it's going to be really fun, Friday to Sunday, the first weekend in October. So,
okay.
Can you give me a, can you give us a price on it, or?
Oh yeah. Yeah. For the whole weekend. And it also includes that you get a private reading with me and a private reading with Francie. So you're also getting two private readings and all the classes, and early bird is $333 because it's me.
That's incredible.
My favorite number. And then, but that's a great deal because just the readings alone
the
would almost
thing.
Cost that. Right. And then
including accommodations.
No,
accommodation?
No.
Oh, no, I didn't think
you
so.
Have to find your own place to stay. Uh-oh. Because we're renting.
I thought that would be, where would we be staying?
Right. Right. No, that's just for the cost of the conference. You get to figure out wherever you want to stay in Sedona. We're getting an Airbnb, the whole house, and we're going to use the outside and the inside. So it's going to be amazing. But yeah, it does not include your accommodations. You get to pick that.
Okay.
But anyway, it's going to be really amazing.
It still sounds
right now.
Amazing.
Yeah. So till March 1st, it's 333. And after March 1st, it will be 444. So,
okay.
So anyway, it's going to be an amazing, life-changing weekend. And we're really excited. So,
and
I'm
I will,
excited for you.
I will post a link for it on Psychic Tapestry social media following tonight's episode.
That's an incredible deal, everybody. I've never heard of such a thing. That's fabulous.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And I think, Lisa, I think it would probably help if you explain a little bit about your manifesting stuff. And I apologize for calling it stuff, but your one-on-ones and your group that meets each week and all of those things that led you to do this event.
Right. Well, I've been being a manifesting coach for the past 2 years, besides tarot reading. And I do one-on-one mentoring for manifesting, which involves we meet up once a month on Zoom, and we track their year through a year ahead reading. So each month we go over what the focus is going to be this month, what they can expect. They get a tarot reading every month. They get channeled reading every month, and we set goals, and I check in with them through email. So it's a really positive, but also accountability to get what you want done. And we have manifested amazing things in the one-on-ones. We have manifested new jobs, new income streams, new books, all kinds of things. But the mastermind group is group manifesting. So we do we meet up weekly. So it's a big time commitment, but we meet up weekly, and we do, everybody gets tarot readings, but mostly what we're doing is group manifesting. So we do a ritual and we check in. So there's a tiny bit of peer pressure because you're checking in with everybody else if you did your goals for the week. But then we do a group visualization where each person, we send energy to each person to achieve what it is that they're after. And let me tell you, I accidentally manifested a house in 12 weeks. We had somebody who got a new district attorney job in 12 weeks. We had another person who has manifested a pregnancy. We've had one that manifested she had been in a wheelchair for 9 years And wow. Her goal to manifest was simply personal freedom, because she wanted to manifest a handicap van. And so I told her, she thought the handicap van might be too big. And I told her, well, nah, I think you should open it up, make it even bigger. Let the universe give you a miracle. And so she said, okay, how about personal freedom? And I just cannot tell you, she had traumatic brain injury, was why she was in a wheelchair. She has no balance anymore. Oh, but wow. She found a new neurologist during the mastermind who believed in her. And it, needless to say, we started in January. She stayed in the mastermind all year. By October, she made us all cry because she walked. First time in almost 10 years.
That's amazing.
Right? So group manifesting, it really supercharges anything that you think you want. And the best part is that one of my other masterminders thought that she wanted to manifest a job, but what she actually manifested was joy. She thought she needed a new job, and she suddenly realized, no, I'm she's so happy, and you just can see it in her aura. It's amazing. So anyway, the group mastermind is really cool.
I love it. That's exciting.
And one of the things that I love about the group masterminding is that you get this group of people who are all trying to manifest what each other is trying to manifest. Mm-hmm. So if you have 10 people and one person wants to manifest a house, you've got 10 people putting their energy toward that. And you've got 10 people putting their energy toward a new job, or 10 people putting their energy toward, well, it wasn't walking, but beautiful. Personal freedom. And it is really, you're right, Tony, it is really beautiful that everybody works together and is able to accomplish this stuff. It is, and I know I just called it stuff again, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Lisa also has a competing podcast.
It's not competing.
No, it's not competing. she also has a podcast where she talks about different aspects of manifestation and she talks with some of the people who have been part of the group or doing the one-on-one things with her and their experiences. So you get more than just us telling you about it. And it's on her. Lisa, what's your podcast called?
Metaphysical Manifesting Podcast, and it's available everywhere. But I give manifesting tips on there, and sometimes I have different clients who want to come on and chat about their journey, which is always, it's so cool. It's very inspiring. So whether or not you work with me doesn't matter, but come get inspired, because wow, it's really cool to see the universe co-creating with someone. It's inspiring because you know you can do it too.
Absolutely.
And I'm not a bad husband. I didn't know what it was called. I just thought she would say it better than I would. So that's why I did that. It's 8:15 Eastern, and while we aren't governed by the same time constraints as Blog Talk Radio, we are going to shoot to wrap this up around 9:00, so in about 45 minutes. So, as I mentioned at the beginning, although many of you weren't in yet, I'm not going to be reading tonight because I'm just not feeling so hot, but Tony and Lisa will be, and we're going to start doing some readings after I let Tony talk some, because Lisa's been monopolizing the whole podcast.
Oh, that's okay. I'm tired of listening to me. I've been talking a long time.
Well, now you have to talk some more. Why don't you tell everybody who you are and why you're here and what you're going to do?
Trying to figure out something new to say. Well, there isn't much new.
No, you don't need to say anything. I've never been here before.
All right. Well, I'm here because I'm psychic and I was born that way. And it's a fact. And I come from a long line of psychics. Usually it comes from the grandmothers to the grandkids. But my own children, both of my living children, are psychics. And I have an angel in heaven. She was very psychic when she was here. And she's helping from the other side. And basically, I was one of those kids that saw dead people. So it was kind of traumatic. And my specialty I'm not really afraid, and I wasn't really afraid then. It's hard to explain. It was just hard to get a good night's sleep with crazy people in my room yelling and jumping up and down. There was an old man with a knife. I'll never forget him.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm go, please, I have to sleep. But they're 2.5 years old, you know, go away. That's the way it was. And, but I wasn't really afraid. I knew they weren't real. I used to tell them, you're not real. Go away. But anyway, for our purposes tonight, I have refined my deal, my act over the years. And I like to work through the angels and guides because I have a very close relationship with my guides. I'm very blessed. I can hear them talking to me like all the time, and they give me the best advice. So I just follow it. I've been blessed with that. So I wanted to share that with the world, and that's why I do. But anyway, I'm going to speak with your spirit guides so you can ask questions, whatever you want to do, or just do a general reading tonight. And I'm happy to do it. That's about it.
Happy to have you do it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oni is also a fabulous Reiki master, and she does a Zoom Reiki circle, just if anybody's out there.
Yes, we do, which is good. That's a good thing to mention, because it is free to everyone to come and join and get some healing. And Reiki can be sent long distance, and we do it for, you know, the love of it. It's on the fourth Saturday of every month, and if you want to contact me through my email, tony.dimeo@yahoo.com. I can give you the particulars. And I think Ken even puts it up on the website.
I don't know what order everybody came into the room because it keeps moving people around. So I'm just going to try and go around and see who wants readings. And we'll get to, right now, we should probably get to everybody if I would just shut up and click on the things. So, Joe, you were first. How can Tony and Lisa help you tonight?
Hi, I just want a general reading.
Hey, Mr. Joe, how are you?
Great. I've been on Zoom a lot today.
Have you? Well, I'm grateful to you for coming on again. Joe and I are in the same city. Do you want to tell them where we are, Joe?
Well, I drive 2 hours to be in the same city as you. But
that's true, too. But I met, that's right, you do.
I live in between Dallas and Houston in a little small town on a family ranch. And then Tony lives in Houston.
That's true. But I mean, at least we're in the same state. It's a big state too. But it is pretty remarkable that Joe comes to stuff that we do for to come so far. It's like, such an honor. And he's an amazing
dedication, Joe.
Oh, he is. Oh,
it's
what
more
is than- Joe, best it's card home. Ever. Go ahead.
I would say going to Reiki Circle is more like going home.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. And we go to lunch after. We have like a family there. We really, really do. And it's a big one. It's a great place. So here is your first card, Joe. And we aren't even in a romance deck, but you are getting closer to romance. And I know all the ladies, Joe is back on the market this year.
Oh.
And I know all the ladies have been watching Joe, and some of them have asked me about him. So this does not surprise me. It says, open your heart, allow love to grow and bloom all around you, Joe. You have waited for this emotionally fulfilling experience for such a long time, and now the time has come. Make your choices by listening to your heart, and then following all the steps that your guides and angels will be guiding you today. Joy will lead you to a vibrant, healthy life. And then we also, I want to get a second one for Joe too. Oh,
right.
Intuition and insight. This does not surprise me at all, Joe. You have very strong intuition, as you know. He's extremely psychic. He's come to psychic development a lot too. Says your intuitive abilities are very accurate right now. You can trust the guidance to lead you in the right direction. Follow your own insights over the advice of others, and don't allow fear or worry to guide your way. You might want to keep some things to yourself for now, so you don't have to tell everything you know to everybody. So be discerning about who you confide in. That's another part of that card. So I just wanted to let you know.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me today?
I like your reading. you can just take that first card and put it back in the deck.
Okay. You're not ready yet. You're not ready for that yet. Well, you're getting closer to it. You should open your heart to it because you're getting closer.
Yeah.
You put the work in too. And now I'm going to give you to Lisa.
Okay. All right. Joe, I used my pendulum for my primary guide, Morgan. She pulled cards for you. And first, I'm using my Mystic Dreamer Tarot. Oh, and you got the Six of Wands. So Wands is the element of fire. This is taking action and getting things done. And the Six is outward recognition. So you can see there's a laurel wreath here. It's typical on this card that people are celebrating you. So this could mean that coming up, there might be a raise or an award or a promotion or that kind of thing for some activity that you do. So if you have a creative hobby, maybe you win something at the fair, you know, or whatever. But this is other people recognizing that you're awesome. So everyone loves getting the Six of Wands. So kudos to you. Not knowing that you weren't ready for love, I did bring my love deck to because it's Valentine's tomorrow. So this is my oracle, and you're not going to like this. Anyway, it says it's time to make the effort. Time for you to put yourself out there, even though it's a little bit scary. It says great love is worth taking the steps you're guided to take. So you don't have to do it today, but start thinking about putting your toe back in the water, because my card kind of goes along with Tony's and they're not even in the same deck. So
saying,
the universe is going nudge, nudge, nudge. Come on, Joe, back in the water.
I love Mrs. Jones. She's the most wonderful girl in the world.
Where is Mrs. Jones? Show them Mrs. Jones.
Oh, she's asleep right next to here. Aww. She's 16-year-old Chihuahua.
Oh, yeah. Cute. And, my daughter has a Chihuahua named Bambi.
And how tall are you, Joe? You're 6'5".
I was 6'5". I guess I'm 6'4" something now. I don't stand up.
So you should see he and Mrs. Jones come into Reiki. We let her come to Reiki. She has her own seat and everything. She loves it. She won't let anyone touch Joe, pretty much. A little bit for Reiki, though. She watches. She's cute. Okay.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
sending
Joe.
All the good vibes, Joe.
You bet. Yeah.
Okay. How about Sandy?
Hi, Sandy.
Hi,
my mastermind. She's amazing.
Hi. We had a blizzard today.
Yeah. Oh,
we had a blizzard, got done shoveling, and I have my pajamas on now.
Oh my
god. Oh, wow.
Well, I showered and I just
Jersey, right?
Yeah, I didn't expect it. I didn't believe it, but boy, did 9 inches we got hit. We woke up this morning, so kind of magical, though.
I'm a Jersey girl.
Yay! From where?
Forever. From Newark originally. Newark Italian. Okay. Italian from Newark. And then New Providence and the Summit area. I don't know if you know that area. Where are you from?
Okay. Originally Lodi. Lots of dumb Italians.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Then I raised my children in Montvale. And now we just moved to North Hailden. Yeah. 28 years we were there. And I lost my son. We had moved to North Hailden, and we're in a townhouse. Yeah, but he's my beautiful angel.
Yes,
I understand. I've got one too.
He has her back.
He does. He
does. They sure do. It's amazing, isn't it?
Yes.
The love that they can send us, and we can feel it, and we know that there is no death.
Yes. So. I believe.
You want to go first, Tony?
How can Tony and Lisa help you tonight?
Well, there's a lot going on in my life, so I'm anxious to see what they bring to the party. Either it's going to be the book, the family. There's a lot of things going on, so I want to hear if there's anything that I should know. Instead of me asking, I want to hear if there's anything that the universe wants to tell me.
Okay. You're a spiritual person, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes. Are you thinking of doing spiritual work if you don't already do it for a living? I think you have a future.
Really? No, yeah. I never thought of that.
Because it says spiritual teacher. I think your angels and guides are preparing you in this lifetime, maybe to share some of what you're learning.
Wow.
In the realm of spirituality, because it is one of your strong interests. Definitely.
Do you want to know something? Only now that I took the mastermind class with Lisa has that even opened up anything between pendulum, tarot cards through Lisa.
Well, Sandy, well,
that doesn't surprise me.
I think your grief book is going to be that. That's where your teaching is going to shine.
Really? Well, the grief book.
Writing and teaching, of course. And sharing, helping people to recover from grief. Absolutely. It says, shine your light as an example for others to follow.
Oh,
so
amen.
That's part of your path. And that's part of being the spiritual teacher. And writing is part of that. Definitely. And it says, seek out another spiritual mentor of your own. If you ever feel like you need that. And that would be Lisa, I think, at this point.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the mastermind. You did it without even knowing. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
And it
Lisa
says you
came into my life for a purpose.
Absolutely. And the angels are saying that you have such a sincere desire to help others. It's really beautiful. Because it comes from such a pure place that you can't help but be hugely successful. So I see your book, as Lisa said, it will be a bestseller. I can feel
it. Amen. Amen.
Then we have a new beginning, which is what your whole life is going to change by that, from the book and the things that you're learning now. It says you are at the beginning of a wonderful journey and you shouldn't have any fear, no anxiety, just skip it because you're on the right path and you are doing the right things. And you kind of have an inner knowing that you are on the right path. The angels want you to know that you do have unique gifts to offer the world and a unique story to tell.
Yes, you do.
And you just need to free yourself from everything that's ever held you back. Just cut the fear. Say, I'm just going to skip all that stuff because it doesn't help anything anyway. And just go do what you know you're meant to do and be. It says new opportunities will continue to present themselves for you along this path if you continue to believe in yourself, your abilities, and the fact that this is what you should be doing.
Beautiful. Thank you. You know what? The two books are fiction, but the story on healing with Drew is the work in progress. And that's going to help me heal as well as I write this.
Yes. It does. And you're going to help a lot of people. I just have a really good feeling about that book.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You're amazing.
Wonderful. Thank you.
So nice to meet you, my fellow Jersey.
Oh, you too. Oh,
and
God
snow.
Bless you.
I miss snow.
And snow. You know what you do for that one moment you miss it. It's magical.
Yep.
Now I'm done.
Exactly. Yeah, now you're over it.
I could take about a day and a half and I'd be done.
Yeah.
But, yeah. You didn't have to drive in it. It would be better.
Yes,
I didn't.
Definitely.
I sat at the laptop. That's it. I didn't drive.
Yay.
And it was a beautiful day. Thank you. It was something my soul needed today.
Yeah. Perfect snow day.
Yes. Yes.
Beautiful.
Well, so thank you.
Lisa
pulled you some cards.
Lisa, remember the agent that we had to get rid of? I told her about doing the story on Drew and she said nobody would buy it. So that's why that agent is gone.
Yes. Yeah. All done. Well, and I took Tony's New Beginnings. That's your new agent. So don't be afraid. Keep poking at that.
Going. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Keep going.
And Morgan concurs. So the Eight of Swords is you're holding on your own blindfold. So just walk right through. Walk right
Got
through.
It.
Because
no more
there
fear.
Is no more fear. Yeah. You feel like things are blocking you, but the reality is if you take off that blindfold, you can walk straight through. There is nothing blocking you except yourself, your own thoughts, right? So let that fear go and just bravely walk through. And part of why I feel like this grief book is going to be like big and help so many people is because I know from working with you that you're coming at it from an angle of not only losing a child, but also what that does to siblings and to a family, all that kind of thing. And so often grief books are just focused on your grief, not how do you maintain your family? Everyone has suffered a loss, right? And I think that you're going to help so many people. So Oh, and then I had her pull one from the Unicorn Oracle because you're already in a relationship. So I didn't pull a love card. But look at that. Action. Take action. And you see the light is behind the unicorn. This is spirit. This is the universe that's coaxing you forward down that path. So don't be afraid. Take action. You're being guided whether you know it or not.
Wow. Right? Okay.
It says now is the perfect time to act, take inspired action toward your dream and move forward with confidence. So,
wow. Amazing. Thank you so much, ladies. I needed this boost tonight. I really
so
did.
Glad you came. So
yeah,
glad.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay. I'm so happy. Right.
Thanks so much, Sandy. And Audrey, you can go ahead and unmute. There you go.
The first Audrey.
Can I say, Sandy, that that nor'easter that you got, we were supposed to get, but it didn't actually get up to us. And oh. I'm in the Boston area, and all the schools shut down. They all they decided yesterday that they were going to close in anticipation of the foot of snow we were to get. I'm about an hour south of Boston, and I literally we got 2 inches of snow.
Oh, dang. So the kids were happy.
But not really, because now they didn't even get to go out in the snow. Boston got rain. I at least got 2 inches of snow, but Boston got rain. So they're going crazy. We really haven't had much of a winter from the last 2 or 3 years. So it's crazy. So I'm looking forward to that foot of snow.
There you go.
For a day or two, and then I'm done. But yes.
Right. Then it can go away.
How can Tony and Lisa help you tonight, Audrey?
I've done a few of Lisa's. I've joined some of her stuff. I'm not on any of the master classes or anything, but I saw this by fluke. But I'm curious about like a love reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go first, Tony.
A love reading. I will go first. Okay. I have a bunch of different little love cards here. I have to hook in. So, yes, I feel like you are really ready for this. You have prepared. You have done the work on yourself. I feel like you've made room in your life, like you have an idea of the type of man that you're looking for. And now the next thing to do is to open your heart in a little ceremony with your guides and angels. Do a love meditation. And literally in a prayer, ask your guides and angels to send you a special angel just for bringing you romance, the right person. And you can ask, James Van Praagh taught me that, you can ask for a special angel to be put on assignment, and they will literally do that for you. It's magical. You can't lose. Yeah. So that's the part. And put down some cards and tell you the story. This man is going to be on the same spiritual path that you're on. I think that's part of what you're asking for, that he has the same spiritual ideas you have. So there isn't any conflict. They also want you to know he is going to be a little different from your usual type, but that's going to be a good thing because this is a man who is, I think, very spiritual. And very
and it's going to be a new person that I have not met.
I believe it's a brand new person. That's what this is feeling like to me. If you've already met someone or met someone recently, that could include that person.
No.
No.
Okay. I would still like a former person to come back in my life, but I want to manifest him as a friend.
Okay. That's a good way to do that. That is a very good way to do it. And I believe this gentleman will have a good career and finances, and you won't have to worry about money, which will be nice. But they want you to keep an open mind, so don't reject people without getting to know them. You have to give everyone a chance. I think this is the kind of a man that you'll have to get to know, and he'll get handsomer and handsomer and more gorgeous and more amazing as each day goes by. There are quite a few people like that out there. We don't want to miss them. And the angels are saying, you're going to, I get that feeling when you do meet him, you're going to say, this is the guy. I just know it. I have a feeling about him. I feel good about him. It'll be the energy. You'll be able to read the energy.
Right.
Do you do energy work?
I actually do. I do. I've done Reiki one
myself.
So yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to feel.
Just a few months ago. Yeah.
That's wonderful. That will help you with dating. If you do a dating site too, it'll help you to be able to figure out who people really are when you're meeting them. And let's see. Oh, yes. It is safe for you to open your heart to love. That's the card I'm looking for. Because the angels are saying, yes, this is your time. You can't lose. Now, I want to go out on a limb here with the pendulum. People always want to know, when will I meet my true love? I'm feeling like if you are serious about this, I'm going to ask, okay, will she meet her new love in 2024? It's going in a circle. So I would say there's a possibility you'll meet him, but I think you'll fall in love more toward 2025.
Okay.
Will she be in love in 2025? Yes. Yes. So I think you're going to meet him in 2024 and things will heat up by 2025. And then it's up to you what this turns out to actually be, because you get to decide. If it's a marriage, it would be a marriage. If it's just long-term, that's fine too. This gentleman is very open to whatever you want. He'd be fine with. I can feel that. So,
lovely. Can I just say, I have a pendulum and I do use it. It doesn't give me answers. The answers are not correct.
Here's the thing, though. Your pendulum works with your spirit guide or your angel, and they're not a fortune teller. You know, they're not going to tell you, you know, is this the guy? Because you have free will. But they can give you insight and that kind of thing. Because I know sometimes people are like, why won't my pendulum tell me if he likes me? Well, he has free will too. So your pendulum's not going to go spy for you. And then, you know, it's just your guides being able to give you a visual connection to them.
Right.
You know, so.
I sometimes wonder if it's giving me the answers, like I'm giving me the answers I want to hear.
You know, she's got a point because there's also telekinesis, and I have that ability to move things. I mean, I've bent spoons in the past in the 70s, which was stupid.
But Cody, I didn't know that about you. What?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Ken I used to know stuff. Uri Geller.
Yeah, I did.
From radio
well, I didn't
days.
Know him, but I used to watch him. I was, I'm on TV and then my friends that come over, we try to bend the spoon, but we actually could do it. But the point is, since I know that I can move inanimate objects, sometimes I wonder, especially if I'm asking for myself.
Yes.
But I'm so close to my guide. So I understand how you can feel that way. And I wonder sometimes, especially because we do energy work. I think that's another reason why we might be able, right?
Your energy can totally influence the pendulum. And the other thing about pendulums that I came across, because I'm a pendulum junkie, I have a pendulum that's connected to the spirit of my grandfather, who passed away a few months before I was born. And he's very funny. And I played hooky from work one day, and a serious hooky. It was like a Friday, and went away. We went to, I don't remember if we went to Vegas or Disneyland or something, but it was a weekend thing. And I was very paranoid that work was going to find out and I was going to get in trouble. So I asked, do they know that I'm faking? And I got a yes. Am I going to get in trouble? And I got a bigger yes. Am I going to get fired? And I got a huge yes. And then for me, diagonal is laughing. And it started going like that. And I could feel him telling me
laughing,
I worry too much.
Mm-hmm. There you
but,
go.
You know, he was just messing with me because he knew.
Right.
I worry too much. So that's.
A great story.
It just really depends on so many different things. But your energy, when you use a pendulum and you're trying to figure some things out, the best thing you can do is try to be calm and try to not be thinking of the outcome that you want. Mm-hmm. Easy for me to say, it's hard to do. but your energy, especially if it's something really important to you, it's hard not to be, I want the pendulum to tell me, yes, I should take my whole paycheck and put it into the Powerball and I'll win. Want it to tell me that, and the pendulum will go yes, and then you'll do it, and the pendulum will go, you idiot, why did you do that? But if you're so emotional and you have so much energy pouring out to whatever it is that you want the outcome to be, that will influence it, and the pendulum will give you the answer that you want instead of the answer that you should be getting. Does that make sense?
Yep. Yes.
I didn't mean to butt in here, but
no, I'm glad you did.
When it gets to pendulum talk,
my other feedback for you on your pendulum would be to be sure, like, meditate and hold your pendulum in your hand and ask your guide if they will work with you on this particular pendulum, just because sometimes you don't, if you just pulled it out of the box and started playing with it, you don't really know where that answer is coming from. And there are little elementals and things like that, that think they're being super funny, you know? So, you know, so just maybe rededicate it to your guide, because I always feel really confident that it's Morgan, not me. But you know, everybody's different. And the other thing you can do is, like, I use it for pulling tarot cards. So just let it spin. And when it swings the other way, you know, it's that card, and you can communicate with your guide that way as well. It works for, it also works for, like, communicating with relatives or loved ones who have crossed over. You can ask your guide to connect you with them, and, you know, what do I need to know? And you'll get a card that's, you know, from your loved one. So that's something else you can do with your pendulum.
Thank you. One other question about the pendulum, if I could ask, and then I'll be quiet.
No, that's okay.
Did you ask your pendulum if it would work with you through your guides specifically?
Well, not specifically that way, but every time I use it, I will, you know, try to protect myself, and then I will reach out to my spirit guides and my higher self, and then I'll say, please give me the correct and truest answer. And then I've said, okay, please just give me the answer, whether I want it or not. Give me the correct answer, you know, so that, to let them know. But, you know, I'm new to all this, doing that. I'm still learning. And
rather than designating, asking your guide, say, main spirit guide, would you please control my pendulum from now on, so I can rely that all the answers are coming through you.
Through you.
I will do that. Yeah.
It's,
I have a different pendulum for each guide, just so that it's easy for me and also for them. They know who I want to work with, because when I pick this up, it's me and Morgan, you know, but I have one for Archangel Gabriel, and it feels different when I pick up that pendulum. So I feel confident that, you know, it's Archangel Gabriel on the line.
It's really good to know, like Lisa said, who's on the line.
Right.
I have a pendulum that I was drawn to early on my journey on this path. And there was a psychic medium who told me that they were getting the name Penny. So I didn't know who that was, but okay. Penny was very excited. Penny said yes to everything. Penny couldn't spell. It was very erratic. And then
big
it hit
circles.
Me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is my dog from when I was a kid. Her name was Penny. And of course, a dog can't spell. A dog wants to please you, so it says yes to everything. And it was just so erratic. And
how cute is that?
But I didn't know. And I was racking my brain trying to think of who could it be, Penny. Because it said that it was somebody that I knew. But then it was saying yes to everything. So, but it was my dog. So, yeah, it's really good to know who it is you're working with.
Yes.
Thank you.
Sure.
So I had Morgan pull cards for you, Audrey, and I want to just ask you something. This other person that you were talking about, is that mm-hmm. the last person you were in love with?
Yes.
Okay. I think that you might need to do like a little cord cutting. You can get on YouTube and do an Archangel Michael guided cord cutting there. It will make you feel so much better, because I got two different cards here that you're still clinging to that. There's mm-hmm. still an attachment. So just like an energetic attachment. So if you do that cord cutting, not only will you feel lighter, but I think your heart will be more open, because first
I've actually I've tried doing it. I've done it numerous times, and whether it's somehow reconnecting, I don't know if mm-hmm. that's me or what, but it definitely seems to reconnect, because yeah.
It can take more than once, because were you in this relationship a long time?
Not an overly long time, but a very intensive time.
Okay. So, and the other thing is energetic ties go both ways. So it could be that, you know, he's still, you know, upset or something. He's emotional about it. And so then
even
it comes
though he
back.
Went into another relationship after we ended it. But I've been, I went through that craziness of going to like psychic after psychic, and they've all said that that other person is a distraction for him. But I don't know.
Could be, but I would keep doing those Archangel Michael cord cutting, because the first one I got is the Four of Pentacles, which is the miser card that you're holding on. And you're vocalizing that you're ready for something new. But one of the things you said was, will it be, you know, this person? So I think maybe it's not a good idea to have him come back in your life as a friend yet. I feel like maybe there's still too much emotion clinging there, because the thing about this card is she's, you know, holding on so tight that the pentacles have bent, but look at the giant one behind her. I feel like you have a great opportunity at love if you let yourself. So you got to let go of him.
I do.
And then the next card Morgan pulled, free yourself.
So you gotta let
those cords, let it go, because you can see the unicorn is still pinned in. So even though you're free, you're not free, right? So mm-hmm. so you need to let that go. It said it's time to take back control of your life.
Yeah.
So do that work, and then look at the third card she pulled.
Soulmate. There you go. Then he's coming.
So this guy may have been intense, but it wasn't your right match. And so you just need to get that all out of your system. Goodbye, because there is one for you, you know? So work real hard to let go of that other one. And I feel like now is not the time to even have him be a friend. Just, you need that energy away so that you can be free, right?
I think in some ways I want to see him to say I've moved on, to say goodbye, to say that mm-hmm. final goodbye. Whether that's a good thing or not, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like not yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just move on with your life, because you don't know how he's feeling, but those cords that you keep talking about, I mean, some of it might be him, and you don't want to get sucked back in.
Definitely,
because they feel like there's somebody else out there who's the right one. So don't keep getting mm-hmm. pinned back in by this guy.
Yeah.
Makes sense?
Thank you, ladies. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I was not, I just went onto Facebook and saw this was happening. And I know
never normally catch
these things live.
Yeah.
It was supposed to happen.
Yes, for sure. Your guides know how to work energy, and they just make that algorithm go, hello, go there, because your guides really wanted you to hear it, you know?
Yes. That's right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Audrey. Before we wrap things up, you guys want to do a quick pull a card or two for somebody who's going to be listening to this later?
Wasn't able
to join us now, but we'll be listening to this episode later on.
Sure. You want to go first, Tony?
Sure.
Still coupling.
I have the Healer of Abundance card.
Ooh, nice.
Yes. This says, never doubt that you can make a difference. Your creativity and your ability to be innovative make you destined to be a success.
It might be time to expand your career, but don't forget to leave time for your family. The situation involves a person who is down to earth with a gift for design or decorating. He or she is open-minded and nurturing. So if that's for you, grab it. It's a good card.
Yeah, definitely claim it. Yes, that sounds great.
And Lisa, do you have a card? Or do you want me to do more than one? Just one.
I don't know. I pulled two. Do you want to pull one more?
All right. I could do that.
All right.
Okay. All right. This is the Helper of Abundance.
Wow.
It looks like a little gentleman there with flowers. But the message is, although you have a lot to do, it's important that you get organized first. So once your planning is complete, you can roll up your sleeves and get to work. Your guardian angels surround you and are ready to help out. This card indicates also that you are very loving, kind, and a loyal friend. You are someone with a big heart, a quick wit, and endless patience. So I guess you get the Helper of Abundance.
That was two abundance cards.
Yes.
I thought that last card was for me up until the patience thing near the end.
I know.
Like, oh, no, it's really close, but.
Well, you're developing it.
Yes. Lisa, what you got?
I got the Death card up first. And if you're watching this later, the Death card is awesome. I know movies try to make it really scary, but it is not about a piano falling on you. It is a metaphorical death because you have to close a chapter before you can open another. So you can see on this card, her spirit is flying up there, totally free, ready for the next chapter. So if you are watching later and you have projects or relationships or things that are just not quite finished, here's your nudge from spirit. Finish it, close it up, because you have an amazing new chapter to open. And then to follow that up, if that didn't get you inspired to close that chapter and open a new one, we got Hope. This is one of my favorite unicorns in the deck because I just love his little mohawk. But see that light shining down? That is the universe. That is spirit. Look ahead. Don't look behind you. Look ahead with hope. It says, stay positive. The worst is behind you. Look up to the light. So these two definitely go together.
Nice.
Close things up and step forward into the light with hope.
Beautiful.
And I'd just like to say for everybody who is listening to this later, that if you hear a reading, whether it was one of these just now from Lisa or from Tony, or one of the earlier readings, and it resonates with you, it's also for you. That's just how it works sometimes. So thanks, Lisa. Thanks for coming in and pinch hitting for me.
You're welcome. Thanks for inviting me.
And Tony, thank you as always for giving up your Tuesday evening or a little part of it for this. This was
I love it.
This was fun despite a couple of trolls that we bounced.
A little added bonus there.
Yeah,
a little bonus. Yeah.
But I'm glad that we were able to do this, and we'll be back in a couple weeks. And we'll try it on Zoom again. So keep an eye on our social media for the link. And thanks. Thanks to everybody who came by tonight. Thank you, everybody who is listening to this at some point in the future. And
thank you, Audrey. She's so cute.
You're welcome, Audrey.
Audrey says, thank you. Thank you, Audrey. And thank you, Joe.
And thank you, Joe.
And thanks to everybody else who popped in. Thanks to everybody who's listening. Thank you, Tony and Lisa, for being part of this. And just thanks. Thanks. We're grateful. We really appreciate you. And remember to tell those close to you how you feel about them. Tell them that you love them.
Yep.
And take care of yourself. And we'll be back in a couple weeks.
Bye, everybody. Bye. Love you all.
Bye, everybody.